We present this column every Friday. A Play for Radio by Arnold Yarrow.
Good morning, dear. Will you have eggs or kipper this morning, Percy?
I can do without many ha-ha caterwauling for a start.
Percy, is there something wrong?
I don't know why it should be so difficult to fold my papers the right way. The number of times I've said, front page, headlines up. I don't read backwards or standing on my head.
Is anything wrong, Percy?
Is anything wrong? There was a telephone call for me yesterday while I was out.
Oh, I don't think so, Percy. I would...
No?
Oh, yes, there was one. Well, it wasn't exactly a call.
The phone rang. You answered. Gave my business name, as I've always told you. P. Winstall Insurance Broker. Right, so far?
Yes, Percy.
Right. So what did he have to say?
Well, it wasn't anything, really.
Give me strength. He must have said hello, if nothing else.
Well, yes, he did, but
but what?
Well, I'd tell you if you didn't fluster me so much.
I see. Fluster you, do I? Mustn't have that. Calmly now. What was his name?
It was... Gartrid. Mr. Arthur Gartrid.
You did get that. Then why didn't you write it down?
Well, because he said it wasn't necessary. He was going to send you a letter.
Oh? He did. That's how I know.
Well, then, that's all right, isn't it?
It's all right this time, but it might not have been. If he changed his mind, you might have lost me valuable business boobing on a simple matter like answering the telephone. Stupid Nelly that you are. What are you? Well, what are you?
I suppose I must be stupid, Percy.
Must be? You are. A stupid what?
Nelly.
That's my Nelly. Sweet Nell of old Putney. There's an old mill by the stream.
Percy, please.
Good, eh? Start the day with a laugh, eh, old girl? Nothing like it for the appetite. Two eggs, lightly fried, and I'll have a couple of rashers.
Yes, Percy, and I'm sorry about...
Just don't let it happen again. Load of rubbish in this local paper. Don't know why I bother.
What, the Clarion? Yeah. Well, doesn't it bring you in business? You always say so.
Once in a blue moon, but I have to dig for it. Through the small ads. Births, marriages, properties changing hands. 1 in 100 might want insurance or a mortgage, and Percy Winstall's the man to arrange it for them, eh? See what we can dig up this week.
What sort of business does this man go?
Hello, hello. Here's an interesting little tidbit. Could be my line of country.
Oh? What's that?
Advertiser with policy for disposal seeks cooperation. Policy. For disposal. Policy. Must be something to do with insurance. I wonder what.
Why don't you answer it and find out?
Now, that's the first sensible suggestion you've made in years. I'll do just that. Box number XK33, and I'll get a letter off this morning. Morning, old girl.
Good morning, dear.
I say, do you really enjoy that gut scraping all the time?
Well, it helps to keep my mind occupied, Percy, but if you'd rather not...
Oh, and I'll have a nice thick slab of Finn and Haddock this morning. Okay.
Well, I'm afraid there's no Haddock left.
Well, there should be. I'm always telling you to keep a reserve. Work to a system.
I do, Percy. That's just it. Being Friday, it's my day for restocking.
A couple of poached eggs, then, and grill a few tomatoes to go with.
Yes, Percy.
Shan't be in to dinner tonight.
Oh?
No, I'm meeting this Tep Gartrid at the club.
Oh, I see.
He's a bachelor, coming to a little money. I'm trying to persuade him into making an investment. I need some extra working capital. New business seems to be slow at present.
Yes, it does.
And if I... How would you know?
Well, I
can... I was hoping something might have come out of answering that ad last week. Policy for disposal. I still can't make it out.
Well, there's been no reply, then.
Would I be racking my brains if there had been?
Nothing in the Clarion this morning.
Oh, why should there be? He's got my address. If he wants to get in touch with me, he could. Well, what do you make of this?
What?
Starts off with the initials PW, that's me. P. Percy, W. Winstall. Now, but why doesn't he write to me direct?
Well, what does it say?
Well, PW, re-policy for disposal, see this column every Friday. This column every Friday? That's a daft way of going about doing business. It's going to take a month of Fridays at least just to get acquainted. Now then, Arthur, are you quite comfortable there?
Yes, thank you, Percy. Very comfortable.
Good.
Outside and in.
That's the way. Some more brandy, Arthur.
Oh, no, no.
Let me top you up.
No, thank you.
Oh, well, I will. Oh, I don't usually. No, moderation, that's me. You mustn't think your prospective partners are drunk.
Oh, no. But, well, as to the partnership...
Yes, I know, Arthur. Nothing decided yet. But you might go a long way and fare a lot worse. If you prefer, you could come into my business as a silent partner. You just put in the money, I do all the work. You sit back and collect your share of the profits. Oh, now, can I say fairer than that?
No. But I want to think it over further.
Arthur, you think all you want. Now, but as I was saying, I... Oh, sorry. I'm in the mood for a bracer tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Look, Arthur, I've got to talk to someone sensible, and I know I can trust you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. Or I wouldn't be inviting you into partnership, would I?
No, I suppose not.
Arthur, someone's getting at me.
Oh?
Someone who knows too much about me for my comfort.
In what way?
Listen while I read these newspaper clippings.
Okay.
Now, never mind that one. That was only the bait. We'll start here. PW, re-policy for disposal.
Insurance policy?
That's what I thought. Which is why I followed it up when it said, this column every Friday. Here's the following Fridays.
Yeah?
PW, policy, taxes, imagination. And the next, PW, disposal of liabilities can be an asset. And the one after that, no, we'll skip that one, it's more of a personal reference. But a week later it said, in whose name, ? And there's more of them, but they're all on the same lines.
Oh, I don't understand. They just seem like gibberish.
Well, as a fellow sailing man, Arthur, you know that to make headway, you've got to steer close to the wind, right?
Right.
I mean, that bit about policy, taxes, imagination.
Yes.
Now, is there anyone who doesn't use a little imagination where his tax returns are concerned?
Oh, quite.
And if I had bought and sold the odd property in someone else's name, well, what else can you do with the government so hot on any scrap of profit you happen to make? But there's nothing I've done that I should be ashamed of, only...
Close to the wind?
Exactly.
I see. And someone's hinting that it's possibly... too close.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's his game? Blackmail?
Blackmail? Who said anything about blackmail? There isn't a single item mentioned that anyone could put the squeeze on me for. I've been too clever for that.
Oh, what's worrying you then, Percy?
I don't know. I'm wondering who it might be and what's coming next. And I thought you might...
Me? Oh, I wouldn't do anything like this. Not even as a joke.
No. I meant you might advise me.
Oh. Well, let me think about it first.
Mm-hmm.
Then perhaps I can make a practical suggestion.
Yes, all right. Now, when shall I see you again?
Are you coming sailing this weekend?
This weekend, this... No.
Will you be here at the club at all?
No, I'm not in the mood. I get a bit rattled now on Fridays, and it takes me a couple of days to calm down.
Well, sometime next week, then.
Yes.
I'll be in touch.
Yes, next week, then.
And I hope this Friday's message doesn't rattle you too much, Percy. I can't have my potential partner breaking down before we've even set up together, can I now?
Percy, aren't you coming down for breakfast, dear?
All right. I don't want any breakfast.
Percy, you're not dressed.
Obviously.
Or shaved.
Tell me something I don't know.
Are you not feeling well, Percy?
Do you expect me to feel well when I've not had a proper night's sleep since Friday last?
Oh, you ought to see the doctor.
Doctor? Is he going to help? Is he going to tell me who it is that's hounding me?
Well, there's one way of finding out.
Oh, what's that?
Well, from the newspaper offices.
Don't be a stupid Nell. Do you think they would...
Well, what?
Pass on information about their advertisers.
I don't know, but you could ask.
Oh, go on then. See what they say.
You... want me to do it for you?
Well, why not? You can use the telephone.
Well, yes, but you don't usually want
just it. This once. Just this once while I pour myself a cup of coffee. Oh, my head.
Well, there's some aspirin in the cupboard.
Aspirin. Who wants aspirin? What I want is to stop it every Friday. And last Friday's completely takes the cake. P.W. Sleeping partners make strange bedfellows. What's that supposed to mean? The girl in the council office? No, she'd never be. The partnership I've put up to Arthur. Well, where does the bedfellow come in, Helen? Yeah, not likely. 10 years ago, perhaps, yes. When I caught my last sucker in a partnership. Oh, that was a dicey deal. The police had loved to know about. But he couldn't split without landing us both in jail. Oh, and it couldn't be Arthur. He's too simple to catch on. Helen, listen. Tell him it's been going on every Friday for long enough now and I'm fed up with it.
Well, I've already told them.
Already? Well, what did they say?
Well, they're very sorry, but they can't refuse advertisements unless they're obscene or objectionable.
Did you ask them who's sending them in?
Yes, but they wouldn't tell me. It's not ethical.
Ethical? Is it ethical to make a man's life a misery with... Oh, good grief.
Well, what's the matter, dear? It's only someone calling. I'll open the door.
No. Wait, leave it. They'll go away.
It might be something important.
Whoever it is, I won't see them. Sell them out. I'm called away on urgent business.
I can't say that while you're standing out in the hall. You can be seen.
All right. I'll go back into the kitchen and listen from there.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, Mr. Gartrid, I'm nice to see you again. Good morning.
I just dropped by on the off chance of a word with Percy.
Well, I'm afraid he's out on business, Mr. Gartrid, but, but do come in for a moment, though.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
In here, please.
Thank you.
What she asked him in for? Yeah, what are they up to? What's he on with? Sleeping partners, bedfellows... Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Mrs. Winstall, I must confess, I'm rather pleased now that I did find Percy out.
Oh?
Well, it's very pleasant chatting to you, nice company and all that, but what I never suspected was you being so knowledgeable about Percy's business. Oh. Matter of fact, I'm glad I asked for your opinion on the partnership. Now I know there's two of you capable of handling affairs, it's revived my interest, which, I must admit, was slipping away.
Why was that?
Well, nothing to do with the business itself. But since Percy was so rattled the last time I saw him, well, I began to wonder.
Oh, well, Percy isn't usually so strange.
Oh, no. I've been giving his problem some thought. Oh, I suppose he has confided in you.
About the advertisements in the newspaper?
Yeah. Well, you don't suppose he's been putting them in himself?
I don't understand.
Hallucinations, self-induced. They often take a man at a certain time of life, in middle age. I've been reading it up in the library.
Oh, but Percy's
not... No, certainly not. A prime of life. But he is a few years older than you or I.
Percy's in his late 40s.
Well, there you are, then.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Well, of course you'll go through it, get over it. They usually do. But in the meantime...
Thank you for telling me, Mr. Gartrid.
Arthur.
Oh.
And let's see, it's... Nellie?
No. Helen.
Oh, that's much nicer. Oh,
thank you.
Well, just you remember, Helen, if he gets any worse, let me know. We'll take care of him between us.
Oh, just a moment. I'm coming.
Quick, let me get inside. Oh. Close the door.
Percy, where's your key?
I didn't have time to look for it. He was there waiting for me. The moment I stepped outside the door, I felt his eyes on me. I tell you, I came straight back.
Well, whose eyes?
But didn't you see him on the opposite side of the road? Fellow in a brown hat and a raincoat. Here, you look out now.
Oh. But there's nobody there, dear. The street's deserted.
Ah, that shows how cunning he is. Hidden himself somewhere. Well, he won't fool me like that. I simply won't go out. I should stay in until he gets fed up. I can outlast him.
Percy, weren't you on your way to the bank?
Yes.
And isn't it rather important?
No, I can wait.
No, it can't. Those cheques must be paid in or we shall soon be overdrawn. And I made an appointment for you to see the manager.
Oh, what for?
Well, the surety for the bond on the Wentworth business. If it isn't arranged now, we might lose it.
I'll write a letter about that. The cheques. Yes, you can go round and pay those in. Here, take my briefcase. Everything's in there.
Oh. Well, I might as well see the manager while I'm there and arrange the Wentworth bond myself.
You?
Well, why not? It's simple enough.
Well,
But will you be all right while I'm gone, Percy? Now, you won't do anything silly.
What do you mean, silly? What sort of a stupid Nelly do you take me for? Go on, I'll be all right.
You'd better rest, Percy. Perhaps a few days in bed, and then you'll feel better. Oh. Well?
This is it. This is the last straw. I can't take any more.
But what does it say?
P.W. Stone walls do not a prison make, but paper fabrications do.
What could that be hinting at?
Well, for one thing, the Slater deal. £5,000 profit on that, and Slater dropped me £1,000 for my trouble. I got him the right kind of certificate from the wrong people. I must have let that slip while I was explaining the business to... I should never have told him so much. Now he's threatening to expose me, send me to prison for forgery and fraud. Oh, Arthur Gartrid, what did I ever do to you?
Oh, now, you're not still under the impression that it's Arthur.
No one else knows as much. There's some who are familiar with one particular side where they happen to be involved themselves, but I've never before confided the whole of my business to anyone.
But you've always told me everything, Percy.
Ah, but you're not the one who's... Well, you wouldn't. You couldn't.
You seem very sure.
As a matter of fact, I am. I checked on you.
Oh, Percy.
Don't be too hard on me, Nelly. Don't be too hard. I had to follow up every avenue, so I watched you, snooped on you, kept it going for close on 3 weeks. If you'd set off one letter or made one telephone call behind my back during that time, I'd have copped you.
Oh, so much cleverness, Percy, being so misused.
Yes. Well, not all my cleverness is useless. I've been thinking. I've got a plan. If I cease to exist... He can't go on hounding me, can he?
Oh, Percy!
You'll have to help me with it. I can't leave the house now. It's too risky. I'll give you the address of the chap who supplied the false papers for the Slater deal. I'm relying on him now to provide me with some documents. They'll be the key to getting me out of this situation.
Socks. Sweater. This spare underwear. Anything else?
Percy!
Ah, razor. No, I won't need it. I'll be using it. Better pack it just the same. Make it look real.
Percy, would you listen
to me? Contents of wallet. Usual, yes. No, not the clippings. I'll get rid of them. Burn them.
Percy, dear, I want to talk to you.
What?
Look, I know it's rather late to say this, and I wasn't ever going to, but... Well, you've changed so much.
Now, old girl, that's all over. From tomorrow.
Yes, that's what I want to tell you.
In a moment. First, check the routine. Oh. Just once more for luck. Now, I go down to the sailing club tonight. Friday. Ah, the last Friday. Mix with people. Make an impression. Best of spirits. On Arthur especially. Tomorrow morning, I set off for sailing holiday. Never heard of again.
Now, Percy, you must listen.
Search made. Boat found overturned. Where's Percy Winstall then? Bottom of the sea. In absence of corpus delicti, takes 7 years to presume death. 7 years. Quite long enough for any nosy parker to lose a trail, by which time I'll be safely established wherever I've settled after I've swum ashore.
Percy, will you
please... Can't be sure of the place now, but I'll let you know through the Clarion. Watch out for it every Friday. I'll put in something like a disposed policy may be reclaimed at, and then give me whereabouts.
Now, Percy, I'm wondering if it's really necessary. It all seems so complicated now.
Nothing to it if you keep your head.
Yes, I know, but you see...
You don't expect me to see to it all myself, do you?
No, I wasn't
because
going to...
Because I can't. I've got to leave you to handle things at this end.
Yes, but Percy, there's no need for
you
any...
You won't have any problems. At the end of the 7 years, it all happens automatically. Presumption of death. You'll come into the whole of my property and collect my life insurance. After which you quietly depart from the old homestead and make tracks for my hideout, where you'll find me behind the whiskers and the false name. Ha ha, the same old Percy as ever was.
The same as before.
I'm already feeling like my old self, now that I'm shaking this noose off my neck. Here, you wanted to tell me something. Better late than never, you said.
Did I?
Hmm.
Oh, yes. What, 7 years? It seems such a long time. Now, are you sure of that?
It's all there, in the law books.
Yeah, but law books can be so complicated that they'd take a lawyer to puzzle them out.
Well, I can't go asking one for his advice on faking my own disappearance, can I?
No.
Well, what's the point of bringing it up, then? You're being your old stupid Nelly once more.
Am I, Percy?
Yes.
Well, I was rather thinking of the legal side and the money.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm taking enough cash with me, never been declared, to set me up comfortably.
You haven't left me with very much, though.
As if I'd be so stupid. Giving you the chance of running out on me before the 7 years are up, what do you take me for?
And after the 7 years?
Don't think I haven't got that covered as well. If you should try anything, then one anonymous little letter sent to the police will put you in Queer Street, Miguel.
Yes, but Percy, wouldn't such a letter put you in Queer Street too?
It might do. We'll both be walking on a tight rope. Not so easy for either one to shake the other off and still keep his own balance. But I have the nerve for it, and you haven't. So I'm laughing, aren't I?
Yes, Percy.
Anything else on your tiny mind, then?
No. All that matters now is getting you away safe and soon. Let me help you with the rest of your packing. Won't you stay for a moment, Arthur?
Well, I don't want to intrude, now that I've seen you safely home.
Oh, please. It feels so strange with Percy gone coming into this empty house.
Well, just for a moment there.
Oh. There. Well, sit down, Arthur.
Thank you. May I say, Helen, that I thought you bore up very well at the inquest.
Thank you, Arthur. And thank you for being with me.
Oh, it was the least I could do. Just as well you didn't say anything to the coroner about those newspaper ads.
Well, I thought it best not to.
Absolutely right. Especially as this is the end of them.
You really think it was Percy putting the ads in himself, then?
Of course. You see, they'll stop now.
Yes, of course.
Action of a psychotic personality might have led to a verdict of suicide, while of unsound mind. Could be nasty, that. And tricky, if there's any life insurance.
Yes, well, there is. It's quite a considerable amount.
There you are, then. You might have lost it. Much better this way. Accidental death, and no questions asked.
Yes. I was a little surprised at one thing, Arthur.
What's that?
Well, I was given to understand quite definitely that where there's no body recovered, it's necessary to wait 7 years before...
Oh, yes, yes, in the ordinary way, but not where it's missing at sea.
Oh.
In that case, to my understanding, the Home Office can order an inquest.
Mm-hmm.
And provided there's proof of sailing, which there was, mm-hmm. and evidence of capsizing, which the upturned boat confirmed, mm-hmm. then even without the... Well, the body... The coroner can bring in an immediate verdict of accidental death by drowning.
So poor Percy has officially passed away.
Hmm.
And so much sooner than he could have expected.
Yes. If there's any way I can help, personal problems, financial problems...
Oh, no. Fortunately, Percy's left me with a considerable amount of his worldly goods, which I shall now be able to draw on almost at once.
Oh. Well, that's good. That's good.
But I shan't be content with living idly on my income. No, I'm still a comparatively young woman.
Comparatively? You're in the blue, my dear.
Oh, that's nice of you, Arthur.
What do you intend to do?
Well, I have thought... Oh, I know so much about Percy's business now, I might try to keep it going.
On your own? Well... Wouldn't that be a little difficult for a woman?
Oh, indeed it would, Arthur. I'd so much prefer to be in partnership with a nice, sensible, well-disposed man.
Well, if you feel like that, Helen, there might be a solution for both of us.
I think there might, Arthur. Oh, we must meet very soon and
yes,
talk about
yes,
it seriously.
Yes.
At the moment...
Oh, of course. So soon after losing Percy, you must be wanting a quiet think by yourself. Time, the great healer. Well, don't get up, Helen. I can see myself out. And now, you be sure and look after yourself, my dear. I'll be in touch.
Clarion office?
Classified advertising, please.
Yes, can I help you?
I hope so. You've been running a series of ads in the Clarion every Friday. The reference is PW.
Mm. Oh, yes, I remember those. Personal messages. They've been arriving in batches of 12 at a time, haven't they?
Yeah.
Predated for each Friday and prepaid.
Yes, that's right. There are still three more to run on the present series.
Yes.
Well, can you cancel those?
Yes, madam, if you wish.
You see, I don't need them anymore. They've already proved completely successful. I've disposed of the problem now.
That was This Column Every Friday by Arnold Yarrow. Percy Winstall was played by Charles Leno, Helen Winstall by Mary Wimbush, and Arthur Gartrid by James Bree. The production was by John Gibson.